Bridging with Shiva, lesson 181. Meditation's great obstacle. Things that you cannot face in yourself, you will hate when you see in someone else. To counteract this, your universal love, the platform for self-realization, must be awakened into the emotions of the instinctive mind and filter out into the conscious mind. So as you are meditating and the various aspects of your subconscious come up, face them positively. Reprogram them beautifully, and they will settle back into simply a memory pattern, resolved and incapable of disturbing you again. If you see something in someone else you do not like, and it is affecting you emotionally, sit down and face it within your own subconscious mind. The sore spot is located there. If you feel someone is doing something that you do not think that they should be doing, and this really gets on your nerves, just know that under the right circumstances, you may do the same thing because the tendency to react to it is there in your subconscious. Get into yourself and reprogram that area of your subconscious with good, positive affirmations. Firm up your lifestyle, be more strict with yourself, use your willpower, and think positively. Do not allow a weak link in a chain of habit patterns to bar your spiritual unfoldment, even for a moment. Sometimes we detect the weak link in our own chain by looking to the lives of other people. If your parents are living the type of life that grates on your nerves, begin to realize now that perhaps when you become their age, you may live a similar life. The grating effect that you feel indicates that the seeds of that kind of life are just coming up and you are trying to suppress them by criticizing your parents, whereas what you should be doing is strengthening yourself through having compassion toward them. One of the biggest barriers on the spiritual path is to dislike our own subconscious as we become familiar with it. We must watch this pitfall very closely. The subconscious mind is not an enemy. It's just a well-used piece of equipment that we are renewing. If we make an enemy out of the subconscious mind and walk around hanging our heads wondering why this happened, and why that happened, and if it were not for the subconscious, I would be farther along on the path. We are simply programming the subconscious to become an even more formidable barrier. Instead, we have to bless the subconscious mind and look at it as a vital tool to help us in our spiritual evolution. Take a mountaintop attitude. If you are having a difficult day, tell yourself, I'm working with my subconscious mind. Admittedly, things are not working out very well for me today, but I think I will have it all adjusted by evening. Run to the store, buy a lot of paper, do a lot of writing and burning, and clear up various subconscious areas and release awareness to soar within again. This is called the Vasana Daha Tantra. The point I want to make is, do not fear the subconscious mind. Realize that it has not been programmed as it should be, therefore the program has to be changed. And realize that your superconsciousness is the master programmer. Get busy and reprogram your subconscious through the power of affirmation. You can do it through the powers of meditation. Of course, there is a portion of the subconscious mind that remains more or less the same, handling the instinctive and voluntary processes of the physical body. But by following a sattvic diet which is conducive to meditation, this area of the subconscious also begins to improve. And as we improve food intake and elimination processes, we stop storing up poisons in our cells. As stored poisons are released within the body, they are eliminated regularly. This more physical area of the subconscious mind is also improved through proper breathing, proper posture, hatha yoga, getting plenty of sun, exercise, walking, and all the many wonderful things that benefit the physical body. Add to your contemplative lifestyle a craft. Working with your hands and doing a craft as a hobby, taking physical substance and turning it into something different, new and beautiful. This kind of creativity is important in remodeling the subconscious mind. It is also symbolic. You are actually remodeling something on the physical plane, and by doing so, educating yourself in the process of changing the appearance of a physical structure, thus making it easier to change the more subtle mental and emotional structures within your own subconscious mind.